ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific beaches are full of screw palms, that is, palms that have big fruits and large, long leaves that grow around their trunks in circles, looking like screws. There are many species of these trees, but little has been known about their fossil history, until now, that is. A few years ago, a local Queensland man, Joe Bridgman, collected a fossil that looked different than others previously found in the area, and scientists have now found out what it is, and a hint, it's been named after Joe's wife, Estelle. Dubravka Volodur spoke to the Queensland Museum Principal Curator of Geosciences, Dr. Andrew Rosenfels, about their findings.
A contact of a friend of mine basically put me in contact with Joe Bridgman, who has kind of managed a property near Capella in central Queensland. And anyway, Joe had a small collection of fossils around his house, and he showed it to me. And one of the fossils just was stuck out as something unusual, something we hadn't seen before. I said to Joe, please, look, hold on to this. Don't give it away to anybody. It's really important. And then about 12 months later, I came back to him and I said, look, I think I know what it is. Can I borrow the specimen to work on it and study it? Joe gave permission for that to occur.
You said it looked different from the other fossils. Can you describe it to us, what it looks like?
Well, the area around Capella is volcanic. So you get lots of, there's lots of volcanoes and in the distance, and there's lots of red soil. And occasionally in the red soil you find silicified, which is silica has replaced the original organic plant material. And you get these beautifully preserved fossils. And usually you find fossil wood, but there's a couple of sites where you find fossil seeds and fruits. And this particular specimen looked like a cone, like a little pine cone almost. I haven't seen anything like that published in Australia. So we knew it was something that hadn't been seen before. And we knew it was nothing like what we'd seen before from that area. So we had something new to the area, but also something that hadn't been ever published on in Australia before. And the challenge was then to work out what the plant belonged to, which group of plants it actually belonged to.
What was the next challenge? How did you reach a conclusion?
The next challenge was to try and work out which group of plants it belonged to. And ideally, when you do this work, you try and throw a large net out and try and capture everything that it could be. And then by a process of deduction, you just kind of go, no, it's not that because it doesn't have that particular feature or it's missing that particular characteristic or whatever else. And so after doing this work, it was obviously a compound fruit. So it consists of lots of seeds. It wasn't just one seed, but lots of seeds. It wasn't a conifer because we could work out that it had the wrong symmetry and the wrong, it just had the wrong shape. And the arrangement of seeds was not consistent with any conifer we know. So nothing like a pine tree or anything like that. And then the next thing was which other group of plants would it look like? It was a flowering plant of some kind. And again, by a process of deduction, we just worked out the family that it was most similar to was the pandanus family, because they have these kind of woody fruits. So anybody who's familiar with pandanus would know that it's a coastal plant, and we find it on the Pacific Islands and also on eastern Australia. So you find it all over the Pacific, basically.
And we're talking about a type of palm tree, is that right?
They look like a palm tree, but they're kind of distantly related to palms. They're very similar to a palm, and they've got long linear leaves like a palm tree.
What are the implications of your findings?
The major one was that, surprisingly, the fossil record of pandanus is quite poor, even though they have these massive, large fruits. The only fossil fruits that have been recorded have come from Hawaii, and they're modern fruits that have fallen into the lava. You've just got a mould of the actual fruit that's been preserved in the molten lava. There is some modern fruits of pandanus known from Hawaii, but the interesting thing about these fruits is they were so much smaller than the than living pandanus is today. That raised questions about whether the ancestral form of the plant actually had much smaller fruits than we have today, and whether the large fruits that we see on the Pacific Islands, whether they've evolved as a response to being dispersed by ocean currents, and the large fruits help protect the seed from being immersed in seawater. And I guess the reason why it's important as well is that It's currently the oldest evidence we have of pandanus for anywhere in the world. And it also shows that, as you're probably aware, Australia was once part of Gondwana, which is a southern group of continents. And so the fact that we found it 30 million years ago in mixed up in volcanics in eastern Australia means that pandanus had a kind of Gondwanic history as well. And up till now, there's been no information to suggest that was the case. Yeah. So the fossil is significant because of its age, being the oldest. It's also significant because it's the first evidence we have of pandanus in the fossil record in Australia.